The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Be watchful, be alert. You do not know when the time will come. It is like a man traveling abroad. He leaves home and places his servants in charge, each with his own task, and orders the gatekeeper to be on the watch. Watch, therefore. You do not know when the Lord of the house is coming, whether in the evening, at midnight, at the cock crow, or even early in the morning. May he not come suddenly and find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to all, be watchful." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Just a quick scripture lesson today. With the beginning of the new church year today, we will read our gospel this year from Mark. Mark was a disciple of Peter. His full name was John Mark, and he traveled with Peter from Jerusalem to Rome in the mid-60s. When they got to Rome, they encountered the persecution, and so the people were suffering greatly. And so Mark writes this gospel addressed to these Roman people, and he gives them a very suffering Jesus to show them that they too will suffer because Jesus had to suffer. Mark's is the earliest of the gospels, written sometime between the years 65 and 68. Matthew and Luke would write their gospel in the mid-80s, and when they wrote their gospel, each of them had a copy of Mark's gospel in front of them, and they took whole chapters out of Mark's gospel and put it into their gospel. When John would write his gospel in about the year 120, he had never heard of the other three gospels. Mark's is also the briefest, the shortest of the gospels. He tells us nothing about the birth of Christ. He begins his gospel with the ministry of John the Baptist. And Mark gives us the most human portrait of Jesus that is found in any of the four gospels. It is only in Mark that Jesus weeps. It is only in Mark that Jesus adds things to what's happening. For example, when he raised the little girl back from the dead, in Mark's gospel alone, he turns to her parents and says, "Now give her something to eat, she's hungry." When Matthew and Luke recount that same story, they do not include that statement. Mark's Jesus suffers enormously, and it comes to a culmination in the agony in the garden. Read Mark's account of the agony. Jesus comes that close to total, utter despair. His last words in Mark's gospel are, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," my God, why have you abandoned me?" How very different last words than from John's Jesus, who is the very ethereal, noble, divine Jesus, and whose last words are, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." The theme of Mark's gospel is that just as Jesus suffered for salvation of all, you and I will ultimately have to suffer. And through all things, we need to have trust in our God, even though we don't understand him. And so I invite you this year, listen carefully to Mark's gospel, and you'll encounter a human Jesus with whom you can readily identify.